BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. Psalm 49 verses 14 and 15. The grave, Sheol in Hebrew, is personified as a predator, perhaps a lion or wolf. The rich, who were the wicked in previous verses, verses 5 and 6 and 12, are being guided by the predator grave to itself, where it will feed on them for eternity. Like sheep, they do not know that they are being led to the grave while they feed in rich lands. They do not contemplate their destiny, for they trust in themselves and the riches they acquire. The wicked rich's body will remain buried while the upright rule over them in Jesus' kingdom, starting at the resurrection of the dead. Jesus promised, quote, "To him who overcomes and does my will to the end, I will give authority over the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He will dash them to pieces like pottery, just as I have received authority from my Father." Revelations chapter 2, verses 26 and 27. The author in verse 15 makes a personal confession that is common to all the saints. Quote, "God will redeem my life from the grave. He will thoroughly take me to himself. Though oppressed by the wicked and do not have great wealth, the righteous do have a firm belief that they will be redeemed. As the prophet Daniel requoted, quote, "Multitudes who sleep in the dust of the earth will awake, some to everlasting life, others to shame and everlasting contempt. Those who are wise will shine like the brightness of the heavens, and those who lead many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever." Daniel chapter 12, verses 2 and 3. Do not lose hope, you righteous.
BDBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.